There were only a few dozen phone lines in Afghanistan when the Taliban regime was ousted in 2001. Now there are millions of cell phones that Afghans use to call around the world. More and more Afghans are also buying televisions to get their news from the growing number of private stations across the country. But the Afghan government recently decided it's uncomfortable with unfettered communication, especially live TV coverage of Taliban attacks. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has the story from Kabul.
This scene of Afghan police officers running across broken glass from destroyed buildings, with a gun battle echoing nearby, is what greeted viewers here when they turned on their TV sets late last month. Many tuned in to find out what was happening after being frightened out of their beds by the sound of a massive explosion. Tolo TV, a popular broadcaster, didn't disappoint. Its cameramen got as close as they could to where a Taliban car bomber had collapsed one guest house for foreign workers. They were also near a second guest house where another Taliban bomber and gunman were holed up. Tolo TV director Saad Mosseini says he's proud of the coverage.
You hear the explosions. Kabul is not a massive city. So gunfire shots, bombs going off. You know something's going on, and people have a need to know what's going on. It's their right.
Hours of live domestic coverage of Taliban attacks is a new trend in Afghan journalism. But the coverage embarrasses officials. So does the blistering commentary, like that by on-air announcers on Tolo and rival station Ariana, during a January 18 Taliban attack near the presidential palace. They complained about the delay and ineptitude of Afghan security forces sent to fight the Taliban militants. Samandat is the head of the Afghan Independent Journalists Association. He says he supports live coverage of attacks, but feels the on-air criticism is overdone.
If government, Afghan government, needs something from us, that we should be a little bit patient, we should be a little bit careful, we should be a little bit more ethical reporting, more professional reporting.
In other words, less emotional and more...
Less emotional, yeah.
That's how senior Afghan officials felt. They accused the media of giving aid and comfort to the enemy, then announced last week that they were banning any future live coverage of attacks in Kabul. Most news outlets received a letter from the Kabul police chief spelling out the new rules. The Afghan intelligence agency also called in journalists, both Western and domestic, to pressure them to stop. Some journalists said they felt threatened by officials who told them they couldn't guarantee their safety if they showed up at the scene of an attack. Presidential spokesman Waheed Omar dismissed such claims.
What we want is, number one, to avoid giving the enemy a possibility of using live broadcast to instruct or to get in contact or to find the positions of our security forces or of the journalists or of any targets. That's issue number one. And issue number two is protection of the journalist.
No journalist here is buying that, and U.S. and European envoys urged President Karzai's government not to reverse democratic gains by curbing press freedoms. So the Karzai government called a truce. Officials called on Afghan media executives to meet with them over the weekend to see if they could reach some sort of compromise. Again, Tolo TV's Saad Mosseini.
If there's something, you know, we share, it's Afghanistan's national interests. So if they can convince us that there are certain ways we can cover a story that would benefit Afghanistan, of course we're going to listen to them. But, you know, they have to be logical and they have to convince us. But they cannot just simply threaten us.
Journalists attending a meeting this afternoon said they and government officials finally reached an agreement, like not broadcasting any footage that reveals police and military tactics or that shows graphic scenes of victims of Taliban attacks. But what will happen to journalists who refuse to follow the new guidelines is unclear. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.